Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 2nd regarding Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, hyphen, Ragland, R-A-G-L-A-N-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Adams Ragland as described in my report of 10-16-18. Apparently, she is now a 43-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 10-16. Sorry, make that 8-11-17. When the vehicle she was driving was T-boned on the driver's side. As a result, she believes she injured her back, comma, shoulder, comma, leg, comma, and ankle, and went to Shaw Memorial Emergency Room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation leading to a final diagnosis that is difficult to decipher, period. She did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. She's currently receiving physical therapy and chiropractic, as well as injections from Dr. Armstrong. Period. Both of these are scheduled for April 5, 2022. Period. She did get an epidural steroid injection as well. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Next paragraph. The petitioner received an order approving settlement on 129-19 to be inserted here. Period. She then reopened her claim on 12-9-19. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show she was seen by a hematologist-oncologist named Dr. Borai, B-O-R-A-I, on 8-1-17. Period. This was 10 days before the subject event. Period. He noted she was diagnosed with anemia and had been having headaches, amongst other symptoms. Period. These included fatigue and insomnia. Period. He referenced her laboratory studies and diagnosed iron deficiency anemia, menorrhagia, comma, family history of carcinoma, comma, low vitamin D, comma, and constipation. Period. She was going to be seen by a gastroenterologist in the near future for a possible colonoscopy. Period. She then returned to her family physician named Dr. Williams on 11-30-17. Period. He was the one who referred her to the oncologist. Period. She related her left clavicle fracture from the motor vehicle accident in August 2017 was healing well. Period. On exam, he noted the left clavicular area contour was slightly distorted. Period. He did not prescribe any medications for musculoskeletal conditions. Period. She saw Dr. Williams again on 10-29-19. Period. She was complaining of right shoulder and right shoulder blade pain for the last several years since a motor vehicle accident in 2017. Period. The motor vehicle accident actually involved the left side, but now she is complaining of right-sided pain. Period. She did not recall any right-sided injuries during the motor vehicle accident. But at this point, but that is her point of reference for both of her shoulders. Period. And underline this obviously would not be considered compensable or causally related from this examiner's perspective. Period. He simply empirically diagnosed pain in the right shoulder, for which he ordered x-rays and an MRI. Period. She was also going to get additional blood work. Period. New paragraph on 12-4-19. She underwent a right shoulder MRI to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. At the referral of her attorney, she was seen by Dr. Christini on 1-14-20. period, he opined her continuing complaints referable to the right shoulder, left shoulder, cervical and lumbar spine are directly and causally related to the injury sustained as a result of the motor vehicle accident in question. Period. New paragraph, she was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Armbruster, ARMB, or USTER at Rothman. Period. This was a need for treatment evaluation. Pretty recalled treating Kimberly in 2017 for a left clavicular fracture after a motor vehicle accident on 8/11/17. Period, she had somewhat of a delayed union, but after 5.5 months, ended up undergoing uneventful union of the mid-shaft clavicle fracture. Period, at the time of her last evaluation on 2/9/18, she had full motion and strength with only mild discomfort of the clavicle and palpable callus. Period, x-rays demonstrated progressive excellent healing with circumferential callus. Period, at that time, he deemed she had reached max medical improvement and could return as needed. Period, at that time, she had only mild discomfort in the left clavicular region. Period, and underline this, she did not complain of right shoulder pain at all. Period, however, she came in this day complaining of right scapular pain. Period, she is unsure about the exact duration, but described it in the medial scapular border, radiating up into the right side of her neck. Period, she denied numbness, tingling, or radicular symptoms. Period, she related she did have some discomfort in her neck after the motor vehicle accident. Period, she then had a cervical spine MRI, which was negative. Period, she denied any other injuries. Period, she was no longer working for the insured, but was currently employed by the state of New Jersey doing home visits. Period, performed an exam that showed full range of motion of the bilateral glenohumeral joints with 5/5 strength. Period, there were negative biceps maneuvers and impingement maneuvers at the shoulders. Period, there was palpable callus on the left, which is minimally tender. Period, there was no movement of the clavicle with rotational bends and stresses. Period, she has tenderness over the right medial border of the scapula, but no winging. Period, there's very mild scapular thoracic crepitation. Period, there was no tenderness over the right or left joint lines or tuberosity over the AC joint. Period, she had negative impingement, sawing, comma, biceps maneuvers, comma, cross body, comma, and O'Brien's maneuver. Period, she had normal and equal stability. Period, there was full cervical motion with negative spurlings. Period. He reviewed the right shoulder MRI obtained by her family physician, Dr. Williams. Period, it demonstrated supraspinatus tendinopathy with low-grade partial thickness surface tearing. Period, the changes are degenerative in origin. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of right scapular myofascial pain. Period. He opined the complaints about the right scapular thoracic area are new and unrelated to the 2017 motor vehicle accident. Period. This is something treated with a simple exercise program about which he instructed her. Period, there was no further treatment indicated for the right shoulder relative to the subject event. Period, she was at full duty and maximum medical improvement with no restrictions regarding her left clavicle fracture that has healed uneventfully. Period, new paragraph, prior records show she actually saw Dr. Armbruster on 10/6/14. Period, this was a follow-up for an abscess under her breast. Period. She had undergone an incision and drainage procedure and was instructed to complete the prescribed antibiotics. Period. She saw another physician named Dr. Bridge Jackson on 9/4/15. Period, this appears to be another family physician. Period, on that visit, she complained of left ear pain times 2 days. Period. She She was measured a diagnosis with otitis media and otitis externa, for which medications were prescribed. Next section, physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed no swelling. Scratch it. No bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Passive range of motion of the left shoulder was limited to 140 degrees of abduction and 145 degrees of flexion, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus. Period motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was full bilaterally. Period. She had full range of motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers with no crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. And then normal through. She was tender to palpation about the left clavicle, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Extremities lower. She was tender at the distal central left shin, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal. Spine cervical. Side bending on the right was 30 degrees and left at 25 degrees. Period extension and right rotation were full with discomfort. Period left rotation and flexion were full without discomfort. Thoracic her bra clasp posteriorly at T8. Lumbosacral normal and gait maneuvers normal. Impressions on 8/11/17, Kimberly Adams Ragland was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. That will be inserted from my prior report. Period. Since that time, she received an order approving settlement and then applied for a review of that award. Period. She came under the care of several different physicians, including her primary care physician. Period. MRI of the right shoulder was done on 12/4/19 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Armbrustu and then his colleagues opined she had no right shoulder complaints at the time of her accident. But accordingly, the minor abnormalities seen on the MRI were unrelated to it. Period. New paragraphs, current exam, found there to be decreased passive range of motion about the left shoulder and abduction and flexion. Period provocative maneuvers at both shoulders were negative. Period, she was only mildly tender to palpation about the left clavicle. Period, there was no tenderness to palpation about the right shoulder or scapula. Period provocative maneuvers about the shoulders were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine and only mildly decreased range of motion in the cervical spine. Period, however, Sperling's maneuver as well as neural tension signs were negative. Period, the rest of the section is normal. My opinions relative to permanency will be inserted from my prior report. Period. In terms of the right shoulder, I concur that her symptoms there are unrelated to the accident of 8/11/17, based on the fact that these did not present until many months after the auto accident. Period, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period, end.